Well, Robert Morse University, welcome to a brand new season of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. And I just want to say we got some new sponsors here, as per usual. I mean, we really worked hard this summer to get these, and we'll talk all about our summers later. Yep. But we have today we have Dynamite, because that's what we're going to be throwing at you every week this year. Or semester, but actually, no, year. So you're going to get some Dynamite shows sponsored by Dynamite. Get your TNT made by whoever makes it for the Looney Tunes, because that is some quality TNT. And anything else, just go explode some stuff. But don't really. I mean, just, like, have an explosive entrance. Be explosive.
Yep. But now, before we get into the main stuff, we're sorry about the finale of last semester, because some unexpected things happened. But we're back now, so.
What was the finale? What happened? I completely forget. Oh, okay, yeah, the calls. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, it doesn't matter, because it was entertaining as heck. So, here we go this week, and we have some topics. We have summer topics. Ryan, what did you do all summer? Because we know you were super excited about it. Tell us about it.
I spent my summer interning with the Washington Wild Things as a video production intern.
Yeah, and what did that entail?
It entailed putting pregame videos together for social media, primarily Facebook, Twitter even, I think. And then during games, I recorded a bunch of Frontier League at-bats. Yep. And I only needed 150 hours, which I actually got just before school started. So
that's pretty dope, man. 150 hours. That's a lot of hours. I was not aware that it was that much to get an internship, or that many hours to have an internship.
Well, it's 3 credits under the internship coordinator's requirement.
Hey, man, I was just saying, I was not aware, all right? And clearly you're more aware, and I'm a senior and you're a junior. All right, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's all right, it's all right.
Jeez.
But anyways, yes, our sponsor this week is Dynamite.
Yes. So, other than the working this summer, though, right? How was it? How have you been?
I've been pretty well. I mean, yeah. I've had some couple issues as the past couple days, but, I mean, it's all right. It's all good.
Just like start of the semester issues or?
No.
Ah, okay. Okay, yeah. Got it. So, internal issues. Got it. It's okay, buddy.
Yeah.
You're making it through. You're here today, and that's all that we need.
Yeah, I'm dealing with some personal issues, but it's all good.
Well, it's not like personal. That way it makes it sound like, emotional. I mean, it just.
No.
It's just some health things that, yeah, I mean, clearly right now I'm a little bit sick. I'm a little stuffy, so.
Yeah.
Which is like I'm breathing all over this mic, so haha, whoever works in here next. Have my germs.
Oh, that's great.
But speaking of germs, let's go in and talk into the categories that we have. Well, not the categories, topics. They're not categories. Just really quickly, over in the overall community of the Pennsylvania area, there is the PAX Unplugged. It's taking place November 30th through December 2nd. If you get your tickets now, you get your best deals. It's $89 for a 3-day pass. So it's taking place in the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia, PA. So that's just right across, which is not to be confused with Philadelphia of Ohio, because I got that confused. Because whenever the weather was on, I don't know how many days ago, there was a Philadelphia to the west. And I was like, I never knew Philadelphia was to the west. And then everybody looked at me like, yeah, you're so dumb. Philadelphia is to the west. And I was like, no, it's not. Philadelphia's always been to the east. And then we looked it up, and Philadelphia is on the east of Pennsylvania.
Just make sure don't screw up Philadelphia with the in Pennsylvania with the one in Ohio.
Yeah, because one of the football teams is good and the other one isn't. Anyway. But so, there it is taking place in Pennsylvania Convention Center, as I have said, and it has all your unplugged gaming needs. So, Ryan, if you're not aware of what PAX is a gaming convention. It's the Pacific Atlantic Exposé of such games. And Unplugged is for all the things that don't involve consoles. So your Dungeons & Dragons, your Warhammer, your board games, and everything else like that. And I bring this up because we have a Dungeons & Dragons club, which is on campus now. They believe that they meet in the Calf and or Hale, or the Hale Calf, one or the other. There are flyers up all over the place around Nicholson. Go check them out. Have a good time. Play some D&D.
Yep. I don't play Dungeons & Dragons, but I do like video games, so.
Well, that's just regular PAX. But still, PAX Unplugged is your place. It's all your gaming needs. I mean, if you want to go be a nerd, go be a nerd. That's a good place. And you can go get your tickets or you can get more info at unplugged.paxsite.com. All right. So that's weird, Pennsylvania area. I'm pretty excited. I'm not going to go, but I really want to. It's just for the sole fact of literally textbooks have run me dry, and I do not have a weekly income at the moment.
Yep. Road trip. You and me, Charles. We'll go to this convention.
You want
to
get a booth?
Sure, we'll get a booth.
All right, I think we make a pretty good booth.
Yeah.
Either that or we have to start a D&D podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm down for it.
Yeah, I'm totally down for it, too.
All right. Well, coming at you live sometime in the near future, we have Dungeons & Dragons from RMU, hopefully involving people from the club as well, because they can probably DM way better than any of us.
Yeah.
But, Ryan, you have another thing coming up here in entertainment, which, by the way, I love the new layout for the document. You have arts and culture, community, entertainment, and I think there's another category.
Oh, actually, I didn't categorize this. I just copy and paste it.
Oh, that just came up. Oh. Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Well, this is from entertainment section of, where did we get this? Where did we get this thing from?
I just got it from.
Which site? Is that Pittsburgh Post Good, I assume? Let's just assume it's Pittsburgh Coast. Is that we're losing steam?
Yeah.
All right. It's one of the local Pittsburgh areas. But anyway, so we have Salsa Night with Salsa 412. That's the Fairmont Hotel, 510 Market Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s. You can go to the event website, which is www.fairmont.com/Pittsburgh, CMPID equals Google underscore PGH underscore search slash B dot dot dot. There's a lot of things in that URL. But just go to fairmont.com and you can figure out about Salsa Night with Salsa 412. I assume for Salsa 412 is a local artist in Pittsburgh. Am I correct?
I'm assuming so. Okay.
You put the article in, man. You should know these things.
Yeah. Yep. Classic Mambo and Salsa Romantica music while enjoying drink specials from an Andy's Wine Bar.
Oh, Andy's Wine Bar. That sounds like pretty classy stuff. It's a wine bar. It's not every day you have a wine bar. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not 21 yet, but I will be about 5 months.
Yeah, but still. You go to a place and you see a wine bar and you're like, boy, I should have worn a bow tie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Salsa 412 heats up the Fairmont lobby on Wednesday, September 5th, 2018 with its classic salsa night. The event begins at 8 p.m. with a complimentary salsa lesson for every level of expertise. So Ryan, even if you are just a beginner in salsa, which I know you're not, you swoon everybody with your dance moves. You can go put some roses in your mouth and salsa about. And guests will dance the night away to classic Mambo salsa and romantic music while enjoying drink specials from Andy's Wine Bar. As you have said, there is no cover for this event, so go have a free salsa class, people.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to dance? It's a great source of exercise, I'm going to assume. Well, I'm not going to assume. I know dancers are like they are in shape.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, I remember back in the spring, I was, there was this, little event that's going on over at Yorktown for Center for Global Engagement. It was actually quite a fun time, and I was actually dancing, salsa dancing with some friends of mine from my four.
Yeah? So did you show them all up with your expert salsa skills?
No.
Or am I being too over dramatic for you? Are you more like a medium salsa dancer?
I'm more of like a beginner salsa dancer because I was getting dizzy after a while.
Oh, you're getting dizzy? Okay, so you just work on your dizziness. I mean, I feel like, but were the moves clean?
Yes.
All right, the moves were clean. You heard it here first. All right, I'm glad to hear that. But speaking of salsa, you like hot salsa or mild salsa?
I like hot salsa.
Good man. All right, yep. We can be friends still.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, go check that out at the Fairmont Lobby on Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. And remember, there is no cover. And for more info, go to Fairmont and listen to the before pod portion of this radio show to hear the URL that probably really isn't useful. Yep. But, Ryan, we have entertainment in this next portion of the show. What do we have?
The Penny Arcade, the all-ages comedy show.
Oh, my goodness. Side note, Penny Arcade, also going to be at PAX Unplugged. So if you come see him here at the Arcade Comedy Theater, go see him at PAX Unplugged. It's a good time. I mean, I assume they're a comedy act, and who doesn't love comedy, right?
Yeah, I always love getting a good laugh out of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, and the event is September 8th, 1 o'clock to 2:30 at the Arcade Comedy Theater at 943 Liberty Ave in Pittsburgh.
So that's 4 days away. You got to get your tickets now. Yeah. Or just show up and really beg to be able to get in.
Yep.
I don't know if that'll work, but try it.
The website is http://arcadecomedytheater.com/events.
Wow, that you had a way easier URL than me.
Yep.
I'm kind of jealous. I'm not going to lie. So it's in downtown Pittsburgh. Takes place at 943 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s again, Arcade Comedy Theater. And Ryan, tell them what it's all about.
It is an improv comedy show designed for kids 5 to 12 years old and fun for the entire family. Draw, write, and craft at our collaboration stations.
I love crafting, just to put butt in there. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Watch the Penny Players bring those ideas to life with a fun 45-minute comedy show. You could even get on stage. Stick around and learn a few games to play at home.
Well, that's what we need. That's what we should do. All right. we're going to go see the show. Wink, wink. We're probably not going to see the show. Mostly because, you know, I just can't get to downtown. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to see a show. We're going to get some improv games. We're going to play them next week.
Yep.
All right. There we go. We're playing improv games next week.
Yep. It's going to be about 90 minutes. It's designed for kids 5 to 12, and Charles and I are 20 and 21 respectively, so we're probably not going to be able to get in.
It doesn't mean we can't get in. I mean, it's just designed for them. It doesn't mean we can't find it funny. I mean, how many kid shows have you listened to, watched? I guess listened to, because, I mean, who's watching a kid show with a kid in the room?
Yeah.
But how many kid shows have you seen, watching or hearing, that involve adult jokes? A lot.
Yeah.
So it's that little, like, I get it. My kids don't. Ah, and they're not going to ask about it later either.
Yep.
So, yeah. So we can get in, buddy. Yep. I mean, because if you look at 12, just put it backwards, and it's 21. So 5 to 21 is invited.
Yep. It's $10 for adult tickets, $5 for children under 18 years old.
Dang it. So children? Oh, wow. Okay. So under 18 is still a child. That's pretty nice. Also, I thought you were saying Dickens. Like, who wrote Moby Dick? Was that Charles Dickens?
I think so.
Okay. I thought you were going to ask for 10 Charles Dickens to be able to get into this event, and I was very confused about that. I mean, we can only have so much literary skill, Ryan.
Yeah.
You excited? You like comedy, I assume? Yeah.
Yeah. I love getting a good laugh.
All right. Well, and I wish you could get there, but I'm sorry that you can't. Maybe you could Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's an option. But speaking of options, and I guess not really speaking of options, transitions are weird. There's Sketch Crawl, which is at the Trust Arts Education Center, 807 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. Everything takes place downtown nowadays because it is a poppin' place.
Yeah.
So the event website for that, because we're doing event websites today, apparently. Oh, come on, go. Come on. Yeah. https://trustarts.org/event/15874/sketch_crawl. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It's a three-hour drawing marathon. It has an exclamation point, because who doesn't love to draw for 3 hours? Could you draw for 3 hours, or would your hand get tired?
My hand would probably get tired.
Yeah, so mine. I can't even write a paper anymore, man. Like, my I guess, stamina is just terrible.
Yeah.
How often do you write papers?
Like, physically, like with a
like
pencil?
Physically write, yes.
Oh, that would take me forever.
Yeah, exactly. It hurts. And plus, like, I mean, I'm no gorgeous, like, handwriting person myself. How good is your handwriting?
It's all right. Not the greatest, but it's all right.
Yeah, I think it's just unfair for anyone for us to actually write papers.
And that's why I always type my papers on the computer.
You're darn right. What are you, a Microsoft guy or a Google guy?
Microsoft or Google, aren't they? That's literally like under the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't. Fairly certain they're not. But like, would you rather use Microsoft Word or Google Docs?
Oh, doesn't really matter to me. But Google's probably better because I can like. Just like store all my stuff and not have to worry about transferring it over.
I mean, hey man, that's fair. I prefer Microsoft just because Microsoft. I don't know. I just don't like Google Drive. It just doesn't have as many options as Microsoft Word. Not saying like I type a lot of papers either, but like that one paper a year I do type, I like Microsoft.
Yeah.
Because Google Drive, it just doesn't feel right. It seems like I'm online. There's distractions. I have to have a browser open. Then it disconnects. I guess Office 365 is the same way nowadays. But I'm used to like Microsoft Word 2007.
Oh, that's an old program.
Yeah, well, it's 2007. What is that? Yeah. That's 11 years ago now?
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me.
My Windows computer is at 2013.
Well, I'm so sorry that we can't be as cool as you, Ryan. All right. Some of us still have Windows 2007. It's a quality program. All right. Sound like a hipster. Gosh.
Charles, you need an upgrade.
Tell me about it. we're back at the Sketch Crawl. Bring a sketchbook, art supplies, lunch, and a chair. Apparently lunch is not provided, but hey.
Nor are chairs.
Oh yeah, that's true. Wow, that's a really weird thing.
Like, why wouldn't you provide chairs?
I mean, I don't know, probably so many chairs that they can provide. I mean, probably just bring a chair because it's easier than stand. I mean, I don't know, maybe they provide tables. I don't know. Anyway, what would you pack in your lunch though?
Ooh, definitely some. I'll just like bring some deli meat.
You're gonna bring deli meat just straight up from the deli. You're gonna be like, all right, I got a half pound of capicola, half pound of salami. What am I gonna make here?
Yeah, I just like eat without putting it on bread or something.
So you're just gonna eat a half pound of salami?
Yeah, I've done it many times before in my life.
I'm kind of impressed. I don't think I could do that.
I mean, it's like salami. It's like really thin.
Yeah, salami is really thin, but a half a pound of it is still a half a pound of it.
Yeah, I mean, like it's like really like small though, small medium size ish. So it can go like it's not gonna be like as filling until you, like, you get like a lot more.
Brian, still half a pound, man. It's impressive. That's all I'm saying. But all right, so just deli meats. That's all you're taking for lunch.
Oh, I'll take fruit snacks.
What kind of fruit snacks?
Welsh's.
Okay, all right. Those are quality ones. I mean, like, it used to be Scooby-Doo, but then they remade the, like, blue ones, and nobody likes them anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, so fruit snacks, Welsh's. All right, deli meat.
Bottle of water.
Bottle of water. All right, how big? We talking, like, huge bottle of water or, like, a classic 16-ounce?
A classic 16-ounce.
Okay. Specific brand, or do you care?
I don't care. It's water.
That's what I say. I mean, people are like, oh, I only drink Dasani. I don't know why those people sound like that. I'm sorry if I offended you, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't really care which kind of brand of water I drink.
All right, so you got your water, you got your deli meat, you got your fruit snacks, you got your... Is that it? Right? Yeah.
Maybe either celery or carrots with a little bit of ranch.
A little bit of ranch. Hidden Valley? Or you don't care about ranch?
I don't care which brand it is.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah. I live in an apartment. Tori just loves her different kinds of ranches. Like, specific ones for different things. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Tori, Charles is calling you out.
It's fine. Anyway, so, all right. So, you got your ranch, your carrots, your celery. You got any fruit or just you, veggie guy?
Fruit snacks.
Oh, fruit snacks. Oh, that's going to count as your fruit?
All right, probably peaches.
Peaches? Ooh, that's solid. How big is your bag? I guess you got like a regular Giant Eagle bag.
Just like a blue grocery bag from Giant Eagle.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a pretty big bag, though, for like, you know.
Just like tied up in a knot and just store it somewhere for later.
All right, hey, and then you can hang that on your chair that you supply yourself as well. So you get to draw what you see on a journey through some of downtown's scenic plazas. Wow. Wow, I had Pittsburghese there. I did not like that. Jeez. And that's why you need a chair, I guess, because you're going through downtown. Stop it. An accomplished artist and illustrator will be on hand at each scheduled location to assist with sketches as needed. So just in case you're not so great at sketching, there are people who are, which will help you.
Yeah, so take advantage of them.
Yeah, because I'm not very good at sketching, but hey.
Yeah, neither am I.
Yeah, it comes with the territory, I guess. Bad handwriting means bad sketching. And if that's wrong, then please prove me wrong. I'd like to go, but I don't know. I just have to provide my own chair. It's a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
All right. But you know what's not a lot of stuff? You know what's awesome, Ryan?
The Pittsburgh Irish Festival.
Wow, it's like you read my mind or the document.
Both, actually.
Oh, sweet. So you get to eat, drink, dance, and throw an axe. Not every day you get to throw an axe. At the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. Not like at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, but like if you're at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, you get to throw an axe.
Yeah.
So, what is it? The Pittsburgh Irish Festival. Where is it? The Riverplex at Sandcastle. When is it? September 7th through 9th at various times. Why should you go, Ryan, just before you read? Why should you go? Take a guess.
Learn about Irish culture, experience some foods, do some Irish-themed games.
Irish-themed games. All right. What is an Irish-themed game? Like, I'm curious now.
I don't know. I'm Irish, but yeah, I don't know Irish games.
I don't know if there's like a specific Irish game. Like, do you want to look them up, or do I going to look them up and you can read?
You look them up. I'm going to continue.
All right, so I'm going to look up what Irish games are. So,
all right. Well, anyway, where can you learn the ancient art of Celtic axe throwing? Sample Guinness infused fudge and buy an authentic Erin knit sweater. One of the country's leading Irish American festivals has a lot that's new this year for its cultural showcase of the Emerald Isle. Watch dramatic hurling matches, trace your Irish ancestry, and sip mead, craft beer, and coffee.
Whoa, stop there. It's mead.
Mead.
Gosh.
I'm sorry, Charles.
Mead. Ugh. Some people aren't truly Irish, I guess.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Except I don't want to confuse that with the Notebook brand. That's mead.
What?
Yeah, there's a...
Oh, yeah, the Notebook brand. Yeah, but mead has been around a lot longer than that Notebook brand. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Everybody's been getting drunk since, like, you know, the earliest man has been alive.
Yeah. Feast your eyes and taste buds on boxty pancakes and shepherd's pie, color with dogs, native to Ireland, and see artist Connor Coleman create traditional ink artwork.
Ooh, I love traditional and ink.
Yeah.
And who doesn't like artwork?
Yeah. The festivities will also feature colorfully costumed dance ensembles, instrument demonstrations, and music by Gaelic Storm, The Screaming Orphans, Doolin, and many others. $12 for adults in advance, $15 for adults at the gate, $10 for seniors over 60 years old, $10 for students with an ID, $10 for public safety, and the military, doesn't matter whether you're retired or active with an ID. And children 12 and under are free. Who doesn't love free for children?
I don't. They should pay just like the rest of us. Get a job. Joking.
Yeah, if you want to go for the entire weekend, it is $35.
And you get group discounts for $11 a ticket available for groups of 20 or more. Call 412-422-1113 for details. And it's $5 happy hour admission Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And $5 admission Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. with college ID. So all you college kids, go ahead down and get your mead, beer, and crafts, as well as play some hurling. Actually, I guess you don't really play hurling because it's very dangerous. I looked up what hurling is. It's a very traditional Irish game.
So tell us, Charles, what is hurling?
I'm going to read the Wikipedia page. It is an athletic game. Hurling is an outdoor team game of ancient Gaelic and Irish origin. It is administered by the Gaelic Athletic Association, otherwise known as the GAA, I'm assuming. The game has prehistoric origins. It has been played for 4,000 years. That's according to Wikipedia. Your equipment is your slidator, your hurley, your helmet, and your shin guard. Okay, I'm assuming shin guards are shin guards, helmets are helmets. I'm going to go with the hurley is probably the stick, and the slidator, I'm probably butchering that, is probably the ball. The highest governing body is the Gaelic Athletic Association, the first played in the prehistoric origin. Team members is 15 players per side. Substitutes are permitted. The Olympic demonstration sport at 1904, and there's a mixed gender game called Camogie is the female variant. Oh, sorry. No, the mixed just Camogie is the female variant, so men and women can play this sport.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. There's also Gaelic football, and that's pretty awesome. And then rugby, because worldwide rugby is pretty great. And I was curious about these boxy pancakes. So what they are is grate the raw potatoes, add some mashed potatoes. I'm reading a recipe from Food Network that I just look at the first thing I get. So you grate raw potatoes, add mashed potatoes with flour and sifted bread soda. You mix well and you add enough buttermilk to make a stiff batter. You don't want a soft batter, you want a stiff batter. You heat a frying pan, grease with butter, and cook large or small pancakes in the usual way. I'm sounding like the Joker. And you eat them straight from the pan with butter, crispy rashers, or pure Irish honey. I would prefer with the Irish honey because Irish honey is good. I also like honey.
Yeah, I like honey too. So
I haven't really thought about putting honey on. Yeah, I haven't thought about putting honey on potatoes though. I'm running out of breath.
You all good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I've just been reading a lot.
I don't know about honey on potatoes, but it's definitely something to look into.
I mean, but what about like sweet potatoes? I mean, like, I guess those are sweet potatoes though. But wouldn't you put like, hold on, all right, wouldn't you put like what is it, sugar on potatoes? Like
brown,
sugar and butter.
Brown sugar.
Brown sugar. Yeah, I feel like it's the same thing. It's just honey instead of your sugar.
Yeah, brown sugar, butter, cinnamon if you choose to.
Cinnamon. Yeah, there we go. See, that is a good potato.
Yeah.
So the honey's not really too far off.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's pretty good. But, okay, so we're going to go with more taste bud stuff because we know you love food. Your food.
Yeah.
And, well, I love cuddling with dogs. They go to Ireland, and I will read off those. So shepherd's pie. Do you know what it is?
I've heard of it, but I don't know specifically what it is. All right,
so it's pretty much a meat pie. Would you be interested?
What's the meat?
I don't know. I mean, I assume it's like lamb and stuff. Here, I'll look up shepherd's pie. You want a recipe?
Sure.
Oh, gosh. All right, so here's a shepherd's pie recipe from the Alton Brown Food Network. It takes an hour and 30 minutes to make. All right, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
For the shepherd's pie. All right, so your ingredients is for the potatoes you need. 1.5 cups russet potatoes, 1/4 cup, 1/2 and 1/2, 2 ounces unsalted butter, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt. I really messed that up. 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, and 1 egg yolk. All right, and then for the meat filling. All right, this is meat filling. So this is where you're going to get your meats.
All right.
You got 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 cup chopped onion, 2 carrots peeled and diced small, 2 cloves of garlic, it's just minced, 1.5 pounds of ground lamb, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons tomato paste, chicken broth, Worcestershire sauce, chopped rosemary, English peas, corn, and thyme. So lamb. I was right. It was lamb. So you got lamb in there.
Yeah.
You a fan of lamb?
Yeah, not really. I'd rather, if I could, I would switch out the lamb with another meat.
Which other meat you would switch out with? Salami? You heat them?
No, I'll maybe switch out with either cow or pig guts.
Cow or pig guts?
Like steak, bacon.
Oh, okay. I was very kind of concerned there. I mean, not really, because I mean, like, I've had liver before, but like, geez, I thought you were just gonna take intestines and be like, yeah, that's what I'm gonna stuff my pie with. I like intestines. She's slurping out like spaghetti.
Oh, man.
Okay, so like steak.
Steak or bacon? Well, steak comes from cow. Bacon comes from pig.
So you'd stuff with bacon? I feel like that'd be way too crispy for like a pie. You already have the crispiness of the top.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also potatoes involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's lame. So you'd have bacon and potatoes.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you put honey on it?
Probably not.
Yeah, neither would I. I feel like it's very salty. But I don't know. The salty sweet thing might work out for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have to think about this. Maybe I'll make some shepherd's pie later. But speaking of these dogs, though, you like cuddling dogs?
Yeah, I like dogs.
Darn right you like cuddling dogs. So we're going to talk about the 9 breeds of Irish dog. You have the Glen, the Irish Red and White Setter. You have the Irish Setter, the Irish Terrier, the Irish Water Spaniel, the Irish Wolfhound, the Kerry Beagle, and I got to load these last two, the Kerry Blue Terrier, and the Soft-Coated Wheaton Terrier. A lot of terriers.
Yeah. Like, there's only two dogs I'm very familiar with. Golden Retrievers and Shih Tzus.
I'm going to say neither of those are Irish dogs.
Yeah. I mean, Shih Tzus are, like, Asian dogs.
Okay. All right. Let's just make sure on that. Check that. Shih Tzu is an AO. Okay. Shih Tzu dogs. All right. Let's see. All right. We got this. The Shih Tzu Information Guide. It is a... It doesn't actually say. It lives for 10 to 15 years. Oh, yeah. Yep. Origin China, Tibet. And where was the other one? Golden Retriever?
Yes.
All right. So take a guess on where the Golden Retriever was from.
Poland, Sweden?
No, England, United Kingdom, and Scotland.
I was close. It was somewhere in Europe.
I was close. It was on the other side of the world. Okay, so those two dogs you cuddle, you wouldn't be interested in any Irish dog cuddling?
I like dogs, but it's always nice to see a new dog.
It's always nice to see you, good God. You're right. So if you do want to see a new dog, go to the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, or you can adopt from a Pittsburgh Animal Shelter, which is the Humane Animal Rescue, or the Humane Animal Rescue. Oh, my God, there's just so many Humane Animal Rescues, or Animal Friends, which we're very close with here at RMU. Each of those is located in Pittsburgh, PA. You can call, look on Google. That's literally what I just did, is typed in Pittsburgh Animal Shelter. So if you want to adopt a dog, go adopt a dog and give some good cuddles, or just go to the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, get cultured, and cuddle some Irish dogs.
Yep.
Boy.
And
that's with two eyes, by the way, just so everybody knows. I'm really, whatever I say, exclamative about it? Exclamative?
Okay.
Expletory?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I right, or are you just saying yes? Whatever you use an exclamation point, what's it called?
Expletory?
That sounds right. I'm going to believe you.
Yeah. Okay, now we have one last event to tell you guys about before we sign off for the day.
Oh, God, you're right, I did. Jeez, I didn't even remember I had that. I was totally killing time, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tell them about it. What happened on Labor Day?
Former Vice President Joe Biden joins thousands in Pittsburgh's annual parade.
Woo.
Yep. Thousands of Western Pennsylvania Union members and their families and others flowed into and across downtown Pittsburgh Monday morning for the 37th Labor Day parade, which struck celebratory notes ranging from the brass ones of the letter carriers band to lots of sweaty handshakes, high fives, and hugs.
Because who doesn't love sweaty handshakes? Probably a lot of everybody. But if it's with the vice president, well, former vice president, I would enjoy a handshake and or hug.
Yeah. The event organized by the Allegheny-Fayette Labor Council is said to be the biggest such parade in the country.
You're darn right.
Yep. With some 200 unions and other units, and features several VIPs, such as former Vice President Joe Biden.
Because we got the best, because we're the best.
Yep.
So now we know Labor Day is the best in the country, and St. Patrick's Day is, speaking of Irish beforehand, is the second biggest parade in the world, I'm fairly certain. But anyway, let's talk about this. Happy Labor Day. So thank you, Joe Biden, for coming around, and I wish I could have been there, honestly. I'm not really into politicians, but I hear Joe Biden was just a cool dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so agree or disagree with politics. He was here, and he was supporting Labor Day for all of the unions here making Pittsburgh great again, or just making Pittsburgh great to begin with because we're awesome. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Right, good. Sorry, xenophobia. We have it. No, we don't.
Yep.
I'm joking. We don't have that. Stop.
Yep. Pittsburgh's very culturally oriented. So.
Yeah, as you can tell from all the different festivals and such things we have.
Yep. And with and that, Charles?
I was going to say, you can continue to find out about those events and such things by listening to Pittsburgh News with Ryan and Charles, and this is now our sign-off. Thank you, Ryan.
Yep. Every Tuesday, every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Charles and I will be here in the radio room bringing you newest events that are coming up in Pittsburgh. And with that,
we love you.
Yep. And with that, we will talk to you guys next week.
No, we'll see you too somehow. Toodaloo.